From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters on Friday that he has tripled the number of active leak investigations in an effort to stem the tide of classified information being released to the media. Sessions said he and President Donald Trump condemn in the strongest terms the leaks after phone transcripts made their way to the press.
No government can be effective when its leaders cannot discuss sensitive matters in confidence or talk freely in confidence with foreign leaders.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate has effectively blocked President Trump from making any appointments while the lawmakers are on their August break. Senators took the action after Trump's recent criticism of Attorney General Jeff Sessions sparked speculation that he might fire Sessions during the recess. President Donald Trump, in a defiant speech at a West Virginia rally Thursday, called stories about his campaign's alleged ties to Russia a total fabrication. Special counsel Robert Mueller has seated a grand jury, significantly stepping up his probe into Russian interference into the election. But the Associated Press's Chad Day says this was only a logical step.
This is kind of a procedural step, really, in the grand scheme of things, because he's going to use this grand jury to issue subpoenas and call witnesses as he continues investigation.
The president's special counsel, Ty Cobb, in a statement released, said the White House is committed fully to cooperating with Mr. Mueller. Martin Shkreli, the eccentric former pharmaceutical CEO notorious for a price-gouging scandal, was convicted Friday. A Brooklyn jury deliberated 5 days, finding Shkreli guilty on 3 of 8 counts. He'd been charged with several kinds of fraud. This is VOA News. Venezuela's ruling party installed a new super assembly that supporters promise will pacify the country and critics fear will be a tool for imposing dictatorship. The Constitutional Assembly's first order of business was selecting its head. Former Foreign Minister Delcy Rodriguez, a loyal follower of President Nicolas Maduro, got the post. His nomination was approved unanimously by the 545 delegates. At least 2 people were killed in an apparent car bombing on a major street in Somalia's capital late Friday. Miller Arcega has the story.
Police said 2 pedestrians were killed in the blast in Mogadishu and 5 other people were hurt. The exact target was unknown. The blast came just hours after the U.S. military confirmed that a recent airstrike had killed a high-level al-Shabaab extremist commander blamed for deadly attacks in Mogadishu. Security forces had been on high alert after tip-offs of a possible attack by the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab. The Somalia-based terror group, the deadliest extremist group in Africa, often targets the capital with deadly bombings in high-profile areas such as hotels and military checkpoints. Millar Sega, VOA News.
The World Health Organization has started a campaign to provide anti-malaria drugs in northeast Nigeria. Lisa Schlein has the story.
The World Health Organization reports it has provided anti-malaria drugs to nearly 900,000 children aged 3 months to 5 years out of a child population of 1.1 million in areas formerly held by Boko Haram militants. The director of WHO's Global Malaria Program, Pedro Alonso, tells VOA the agency has completed the first round of an emergency approach to quickly stop the disease from striking a fatal blow. He says the drug both clears the parasites that might already have invaded the child system and provides protection for the next 3 to 4 weeks. He says about 10,000 lives will be saved by providing anti-malaria drugs to the same 900,000 children every month until November, when the period of high transmission will be over. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A giant panda in the French zoo has given birth to twins, the first ever panda birth in France. Unfortunately, one died soon after birth. The Beauval Zoo southwest of Paris said panda Huan Huan bore twins late Friday evening, but despite efforts by panda experts from China to care for the firstborn, it did not survive. It said the mother was taking close care of the surviving secondborn cub. Huan Huan was artificially inseminated by her partner, whom are both at the zoo for a 10-year loan from China. There are about 1,800 pandas in the wild, 400 in captivity. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.